Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1601, Rest Up, Why We All Need to Take a Break, by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, it is the middle of the week. Many of us may be back to work after the holidays, so we might need a little bit of inspiration. So with that, here we go. Quote, every accomplishment begins with a decision to try. Edward T. Kelly. All right, and with that, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. Rest Up, Why We All Need to Take a Break, by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. We all need to do this more. Rest up, that is. But is one form better than another? Should you head for the beach, your favorite coffee shop, or snuggle down into your favorite armchair? It depends. It depends on you, your personality, and what you know works best to restore and recharge your physical and mental batteries. There is no one best way to take a rest. Why? Well, just as we are all completely unique snowflakes because no two brains share exactly the same neural architecture, how we respond to our different challenges, stresses, and strains will be different too. And sometimes we have those days where everything looks a delicate shade of Mission Brown. A Mission Brown day is the day you take refuge under the quilt, carefully examine the refrigerator for major depressive disorder support foods, or cancel your Facebook account to exit all contact with the cruel world. Well, at least until tomorrow. Rest. It's got a quiet, calming feel about it. It draws us in, calms us down, and helps us sort out the grubby Mission Brown so we can get back to inspiring yellow. Rest for my partner is about doing those things they love, including listening to jazz or playing the blues on their saxophone, or tinkering with something electronic that needs fixing. For them, rest is something they can achieve on their own, but also by spending time with others. Rest for me is solitude, time out to be alone in a quiet place with sunshine, warmth, and greenery. What does rest look like to you? Getting enough rest. The other issue, of course, is how can we get enough? You might have really loved getting away for that long weekend break with your partner. But if that only happens once in a blue moon, there's definitely more room for many more rest breaks, especially if you're always super busy doing 10 trillion things every day, as well as looking after your work, your kids, your partner, and the dog. Rest comes in different forms and time frames: mini, minor, and major. The mini rest. It's easy to overlook the value of a mini rest, but taking a couple of minutes out of your day to press pause and breathe can make a mountain of difference to your energy, productivity, and happiness. The mini rest is super exclusive because this is yours only to savor and enjoy. Start by scheduling in some brain breaks into your day. If your day is back-to-back meetings, appointments, and stuff that has to be completed by the end of the day or I'm in big trouble, block your time into chunks of focused work separated by two or three intervals of 2, 3, 10 minutes of unfocused, non-thinking time. And know this is definitely not the time to check your social media. A mindful moment can be as small as taking 3 slow breaths to influence your vagal tone, slow down your heart rate, your rate of breathing, stress levels, and settle your thoughts. Feels good, doesn't it? Find something green to look at, like the potted plant on your desk, or looking out the window onto a green space. A mini daydream can fire up your imagination and creativity, so don't be afraid to loosen up from your focus periodically. After all, we're not designed for long-term focus. It's the fastest route to mental exhaustion. This could be the time to get a drink of water and rehydrate your cells, top up your coffee cup, or get up for a stretch. Standing up for 2 to 3 minutes gives your body and brain a breather, boosts your attention, and reduces the risks associated with prolonged sitting. It's a great mini refresher. The minor rest. This is an extension of the mini rest and lasts between 15 to 20 minutes. This could be your chance to escape the office at lunchtime, to get some fresh air and sunshine, to go for a walk or a jog. It could be the time to catch up with a good friend or colleague, or the time for a postprandial 20-minute power nap after lunch to power up your energy for the afternoon, or the time to find a quiet place to meditate or think deeply. Scheduling in time to think helps you to sort out your priorities, realign your focus, and help to prevent procrastination. The major rest. Once you're in the groove of more mini and minor rest time, it's time to power up for those major rests beyond work. This is about taking time out for yours truly. Yes, you. This isn't selfish. It's an essential self-care to keep you in tip-top condition and more resilient and adaptive to whatever shows up. This rest includes the time to do those things that give you joy, whatever that looks or feels like. Cooking, exercising, socializing, sleeping, or spending time with your partner and kids. Major rests include those scheduled breaks for over the weekend, once a quarter, or a vacation. Planning ahead makes these more likely to happen, and the anticipation of that welcome rest will top up your dopamine levels, keeping you feeling rewarded. With 55% of us failing to take our annual leave, the best time to book your next holiday is on your return from the last one. You just listened to the post titled, Rest Up, Why We All Need to Take a Break, by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Dr. Brockes mentioned how helpful even a brief nap can be when it comes to re-energizing the brain and body. Researchers have actually studied napping and the health benefits of taking that 20-minute snooze in the afternoon. And it turns out that closing our eyes for those 20 minutes mid-afternoon may actually have a number of health benefits, like reduced inflammation throughout the body. It turns out between the hours of 2 and 4 p.m., our body's stress hormones take a nosedive. Have you ever noticed after lunch, it feels like you can't keep your eyes open? Well, it turns out that may be due to our stress hormones taking a nosedive. It's almost as if the body is preparing itself for sleep. Now, what happens if you end up snoozing for more than 20 minutes when you take that mid-afternoon nap? Well, the problem with that is it could change the quality of sleep you get later that night. A long nap may make it harder to fall asleep that evening. So, if you do decide to take a nap in the afternoon, be sure to do it in an appropriate place and time, like not at your desk at work with the door open or in class while your teacher is presenting. But if you do decide to take a nap in an appropriate place at an appropriate time, set an alarm so you don't oversleep. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.